I'm trying to get somewhere that's real and pure and true and eternal. Toby, can you go with your boy? Let's go.
From the Lighthouse Chapel International, Apostle Joel Abobisa will inspire you with anointed, practical, and down-to-earth Bible-based teachings that will refresh, energize, and motivate you to do your best for God. Join the Apostle now as he ministers the Word of God.
Right, so we've been studying and I've been talking about shepherding, amen. We've been talking about shepherding and how that this year is our year of the shepherd, amen. We have already seen how Jesus wants us to become shepherds. Pastor Michael. You're welcome. All right. Pastor Michael is from Atlanta. Wow. All right. Okay. So Jesus wants us to be shepherds. Amen. And the reason why we know that is because he asked Peter a question, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes." Then Jesus told him, "Then feed my sheep." Amen. He said, "Feed my sheep." Then he asked him a second time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Feed my sheep." And then a third time, "Do you love me? Feed my sheep." Actually, the first instance, he said, "Feed my lambs." Then in the subsequent ones, he said, "Feed my sheep." Amen. So Jesus was obviously saying, because anybody who asks you, "Do you love me?" If you said yes, and the person says, "Then do this," the person is trying to say that this is what you will do if you love me. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys get girls to do many things the girls wouldn't have done with that kind of line. You know, "You don't love me anymore. You don't care about me. You don't. Man, the girl comes under pressure to prove that she does. Do you see what I'm saying? So as we are studying this, you need to come under pressure to prove to Jesus that you do love him. What do you think? Yes, that you do love him. And he's not asking for any such thing. He's just saying, "If you love me, feed my sheep." Can I have an amen? Amen. If you love me, feed my sheep. Amen. Right. So I just want to share with you just a couple of them. There are 15 of them, but I'm going to share just three or four of them with you. Amen. 15 essential features of potential shepherds, right? 15 essential features of potential shepherds. That for these people who are going to prove their love to Jesus by becoming shepherds, what are some of the features of shepherds? Do you see? Number one is a personal relationship with God. A personal relationship with God. A personal relationship with God. Hallelujah. James chapter 4 and verse 8, the Bible says, "Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." Hallelujah. Right? Now, you need to have a personal relationship with God if you're going to be a shepherd. Last week we talked about a good shepherd, a great shepherd, and a chief shepherd. Three goals every shepherd must have, isn't it? Right. Now, to be a good shepherd, you need to have a good personal relationship with God. In other words, God must not be someone you know through people. Do you see? God must not be someone you know through the pastor. God must not be someone you know through the church. God shouldn't be a distant someone, you know, you meet at the church when you do go to church. God must be someone that you know on a very personal level. Hallelujah. Amen. That means you must be disciplined enough, you see, to have a personal and consistent prayer and personal Bible study time. Do you see?
Yeah.
You must have that discipline. Reading your Bible, you know, reading ministry-related books like this. There's a reason why we keep this library here. It's for you to see what is available in this house. Amen. Yeah. What is available in this house? There are so many different books. The art of ministry, the art of following, you know, what it means to become a shepherd. This is the book I'm sharing from, what it means to become a shepherd. Do you see? And of course, everyone should have this book. Don't you think so? Yeah, if this is the year of the shepherd, then you should have this book so you can read and study about what it means to become a shepherd, right? So there are so many books we can read, but especially you need to have a personal habit of reading the Bible. Can I have an amen? Amen. Let's have a louder amen, please.
Amen.
Right. A personal habit of reading the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
That you take the Bible and you read a portion of the Bible, you know. And sometimes you just have to keep reading. Keep reading till something makes sense to you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, one of the ways to read the Bible is not to get stuck somewhere because you don't understand it. Just keep reading on. Just keep reading on. Something is going to click by all means. You get something. You understand something. Are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. So a shepherd must have a personal relationship with God. Because Jesus said, feed my sheep. Do you see? Feed my sheep. So the sheep are the Lord's, isn't it? So how are you going to feed the Lord's sheep and not have a relationship with the Lord? Isn't it? Yeah. I mean, are you going to babysit someone's child and you never pick up their calls? Not in his baby. I can tell you that. Those of you who are planning to babysit for Innie, I can give you that advance tip and warning. You get it? That she's not going to leave her baby for you. And when she calls you, you don't pick up. You get it? Yes. And you never speak to her. And she doesn't know where you are. You know? And you've gone shopping with her baby. Because you heard that there was a sale at the outlet center. Where is the outlet center? In San Bernardino. Do you see? Yeah. And you've taken her baby. You don't even have a car. And you are catching the bus to San Bernardino with Innie's baby. That's a sure way to get into big trouble. Do you see what I'm saying? Did I hear Jeremiah? Okay. Do you see what I'm saying? So God doesn't want people to feed his sheep who have no relationship with him. They don't talk to him. They don't give him a chance to say to them what he wants for the sheep. They don't give him a chance to minister to them about the sheep. When they're going to visit the sheep, they don't ask the Lord, "Lord, please teach me what to say." Because when you're a shepherd, one of the things you're going to have to do is to visit the sheep. Do you see? Yeah. It's one of the things you have to do. And when you go and visit the sheep, you have to share the word of God. Do you see? You have to be a blessing to them. And it is important that you speak to the Lord so that the Lord will put something on your heart or give you a message or touch your heart to say something that will be a blessing to the person you're going to see, because God knows exactly what that person is going through. Are you getting what I'm saying? So you are a messenger of the Lord to the sheep. And that calls for having a personal relationship with the Lord. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So shepherds must have a personal relationship with God. You must, by all means, cultivate the habit of praying yourself. I know when you come to church, you pray. I mean, how nice it will be if after this fast, you will get up on your own at 4 o'clock in the morning. Not 3 o'clock, but 4. Do you see? Yeah. Or 5 o'clock in the morning. You get it? With no video. Nothing to do with Zoom. Nothing to do with Apostle. Nothing to do with anyone. Just you and the Lord. If you can do that, that will be proof to you that you now have a personal relationship with the Lord. Yes, if you can do that. Because who wakes up in the middle of the night to go and sit in another room with their Bible to be praying? Do you get it? Yeah, you can't do that unless you have a personal relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. So do that. I'm challenging everybody to do that. Do you understand? Yes, since you have done it for 3 weeks, you've been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning for those who come late, and 5 o'clock for those who come and check on us. Yeah, but all of you are welcome. It's okay. At least you came. Do you understand? At least you came. And there are some of you, I noticed you just flash and then just disappear. That is okay too. I wish you would stay, you know. And this week when you come, by all means, try and stay, because this is your last week. But I'm saying that from doing this whole time, we've been doing this for 2 weeks, and we're about to do it one more week. I'm saying that it should stir up in you a desire and a taste for spending personal time with the Lord. Amen. You can do it. You can do it. This is not something for pastors. Do you understand? Ordinary shepherds, ordinary people who want to be shepherds. Do you see? Or maybe, let me put it the other way. Ordinary people who want to prove their love to Jesus.
Wow.
How about that? Yeah. Because maybe when I say shepherds, then it's starting to. But Jesus said that if you love me, feed my sheep. So ordinary people who want to feed the sheep will wake up and talk to the owner of the sheep. What do you think? Yes. Then, to feed the sheep, step number one is to have the feed. What do you think? Yeah, step number one is to have the sheep. Step number two, you must have the feed. The food that the sheep will eat, you must have it. So how can we have a shepherd who has no food? How are you going to shepherd anybody when you don't know any scriptures? You don't know any Bible verses? You don't have any message? You have not read the Bible? And that is why, where the books come in. Do you see? Because the books can be such a great help. Great help. Great help. Where is the book on prayer? Where is the book on prayer? Where is that? Can you see it? All right, let's take this one. How you can have an effective quiet time with God every day. I mean, this is a must-have book. How you can have an effective quiet time with God every day. It's a book. Anybody who is serious about their relationship with God should have a book like this. What do you think? Yeah. You see, and it says the quiet time is the most important habit of your life. That's chapter one. Chapter two says, the quiet time, the secret of many great men. Number three, the quiet time, your personal time with God. Number four, the quiet time, your chance for a personal relationship with God. So this is actually the answer to what we are talking about. Point number one in the other book. What do you think? Powerful effects of a quiet time. Quiet time, your chance to avoid shallowness. What do you think? Yes, because if you're going to be a shepherd, you're going to have to help to pull people out. Do you see? If you're not standing properly yourself, the person you go to pull up will pull you down. Do you see? Yeah. So when you're pulling someone out of a pit or a ditch, you try to anchor yourself to something. So you yourself must be standing solidly and firmly before you can be a blessing and a help or an encouragement to someone else. Are you getting it? Yes. So a quiet time is how you will overcome shallowness. Amen. Then a quiet time is your chance to obtain wisdom. Do you see? Yeah. Your quiet time is your chance for daily prayer. Then it's your chance for Bible reading and meditation. Then, so the master strategy for having a successful quiet time. How to have a successful quiet time with the Lord. Then, seven steps to an effective quiet time. Then, tools for having an effective quiet time. Everything is here. Can you see that? Yes. So if you would wake up in the morning and spend some time with the Lord and reading maybe a book like this, it's like having the pastor with you in your room at that time of the day. And he speaking into your life and teaching the same thing I'm teaching, but you will be teaching it to yourself. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. And whereas you can't tell me to rewind as I'm preaching, you can tell this guy to rewind. You can read the same chapter over and over and over again until you get it. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. But in church, whether you get it or not, I'm still preaching. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? So this is so important. A shepherd must have a personal relationship with the Lord. Amen. Number two, a shepherd must have the interest in listening to preaching tapes and watching word videos. A shepherd must have an interest in listening to preaching tapes and watching word videos, right? Now, why do shepherds have interest in listening to preaching tapes and watching word videos? The reason is because People become spiritual when they listen to preaching messages. People become spiritual when they listen to messages. Amen. Yes. You become more spiritual. You become more developed spiritually. Now, Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2. Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2. It says, the Spirit entered into me when he did what? When he spake unto me and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. So the Spirit enters you when you hear the word of God. When someone who is anointed preaches to you or speaks to you, the Spirit will enter you. And that's how you become spiritual. And as you become spiritual and you also become anointed, when you also speak to people as a shepherd, the Spirit will enter them as you speak to them. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. The Spirit, an anointing will come from you and will enter them because you're speaking the word of God to them. John chapter 6 and verse 63. John 6, 63. It says, John 6, 63. It says, it is the Spirit that quickens. You see? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That is if you have the Spirit. If you have the Spirit, the words that you speak, they will bring life. Do you understand? They will bring life. They will affect people. They will affect people. That's how people change. Amen. That's how people break off addictions. You know, in the past week, I saw, you know, I don't know how I noticed it or how come I noticed it, but it occurred to me as I noticed, you know, the headlines last week that so many people were dying from drug overdoses. Yeah, so many young people. Yes, most of them in their 20s. Do you get it? Yes. And it is evil spirits taking people's lives before they even know what those lives are about. Yeah. Taking people's lives, you know, enticing them, putting them under pressure. A little more, just a little more, just a little bit more. One more shot, you know, one more pill. Swallow this one, you know, until the person dies. And you hear this rapper is dead, that one is dead. This young person is dead. This girl is dead. I mean, people are just dying. They need more than advice. Do you see what I'm saying? They need more than dry advice. Because the advice that this drug is not a good thing to swallow, everybody knows already. That's why it's done in hiding. Are you getting what I'm saying? Everybody knows. Everybody knows this is not good. I mean, they know it's not the same as an apple. Do you see what I'm saying? When someone has drugs in their hand and they're about to swallow it, they know they are not about to eat an apple. This is not some, you know, vitamin experience you're about to have or some. No. So when they are taking their vitamins, they take it in front of their parents. They don't mind. But when they have to swallow other pills, they just swallow them away from their parents. Because everybody knows what is right and what is wrong. They know it. But you see, the power to say no, that's different. Do you understand? The power to say no, that one comes from the Spirit. That's the life that the Bible is referring to here. Do you see? And it says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And unless your words become spirit and life, your words cannot change anybody. Do you get it? Your words need to become spirit. Your words need to become life. Your words need to not only show people what to do, but your word needs to empower them and embolden them and inspire them to do what you've shown them to do. Are you getting it? Yes. I like this verse in John 1 and 12. The Bible says, he came to his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to become sons of God. Can you see that? Even to them that believe on his name. He gave them power to become sons of God. You need power to live the life. Amen. Otherwise, your Christian life will be one long struggle. It's going to be very difficult for you. It's going to be really difficult. So you need power. You need power. You need power. You need power. You need someone who encourages you with power. And the power comes into you when the Spirit speaks to you. Do you understand? Or when the Spirit enters you. Can I have an amen? So he said, the Spirit entered into me as he spoke to me. So it is very important. One of the most important habits a shepherd must have is to listen to preaching and to watch preaching videos. Amen. Amen. Yeah, to watch preaching video. You must at least make it your habit to watch just a small clip, even just a small portion of a clip every day. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. And you watch, you find yourself changing. You find yourself being more and more spiritual. You find yourself getting closer and closer to the Lord because you started listening to messages. Hallelujah. Amen. A lot of people are not able to become shepherds, not because they don't have time and so on, but they don't know what they're going to say to people. Do you get it? Who has ever wondered, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? Yes. Yes. I wish I could speak like... you get it. See, trust me, I can't speak. I'm showing you how you can have something to speak and to say. Are you getting it? Yeah. It says, the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and set me on my feet. So perhaps when the Spirit enters into you, you will rise up. Do you see? You will rise up and say, I'm going to visit so and so. Yeah, you make that phone call. Yes, and be ready to say something. Look, there are so many people out there who are waiting for what you have. Maybe you may not respect what you have, but even the little you know, will refresh someone so much. The other day I was looking at some of my pictures, you know, and then I came across a suicide note that somebody had left behind when they committed suicide. You know, and I was reading what the person had said. You know, and it was really sad, but it was real. And the person had died. And I know there are many of you listening to me this morning who could have helped that person. I tell you. Many of you sitting here today could have helped that person. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So you need to have developed that habit, listening to messages. Tell somebody, I am having a new habit this year. I'm going to listen to messages. Hallelujah. Amen. Then number three is that you must have a personal fasting life. Okay. Personal fasting life. Personal fasting life. Amen. Amen. Personal fasting life. That means you don't only fast when the church is fasting. Isn't it? 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 27. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 27. It says, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Can you see that? This is Apostle Paul describing his life and describing the routines of his life. Do you see? And the Apostle Paul said that he was in fastings often. No wonder his ministry has affected us all so much. Are you getting it? Yes. And you can have a personal fasting routine. Do you see? You can have your own personal fasting regimen. You can decide that I'm going to fast. Even if it's for a certain period, maybe a certain number of hours every day. And you see, there are so many different kinds of fasts. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes, there are so many different kinds of fasts. But a fast is to separate yourself from food and pleasure for the purpose of seeking God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. So you can decide that I'm going to fast and pray every Tuesday. You know, when I was growing up, I used to fast every, it was Sunday. And then I think the other day was Tuesday or so. You know, Monday was too sharp for me. You see, yeah, I needed to warm up a little bit. Then Tuesdays, I would fast. But Sundays, I just picked the day I was born because I heard someone say it. I was in a meeting and I heard someone say he fasts on the day he was born. And he was born on. So I just thought Sunday, that's easy because Sunday I go to church. So that would be the best day to fast, yes. And some of you can pick up such a habit. You can decide that on Sundays you don't eat till after church. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, and by the way, okay, I'll tell you this after. But I was saying that, yeah, you can decide to make that your personal habit. That every Sunday you wait on the Lord a little bit. You see, and that is a good one because you will not be fasting without praying. You'll not be fasting and sitting behind some computer trying to crack some code somewhere, trying to, you know, balance some accounts or try to do some coding or something like that. You know, you won't be doing that. You'll be in church. You'll be worshiping. You'll be listening to the word of God. You'll be in a good atmosphere. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it's a personal choice you can make. And you can also choose to fast on the day you were born. And say that every Wednesday, on Wednesdays, I won't eat till 12 o'clock. I won't eat till 3 o'clock. Or on Wednesdays, I'll go all day without eating. Do you see? Up to 6 p.m. You can decide, on Wednesdays, I'll drink water only. Do you see? Or Wednesdays, I'll drink some juice only. Or Wednesdays, I'll eat only fruits or something. What do you think? Can you come up with some idea like that? Yes. You can decide to sacrifice breakfast on Wednesdays. You see, yeah. Or decide to sacrifice breakfast and lunch. Do you see? Or dinner till the next. But you should be praying. You get it? Not that you go to bed hungry. It's not the same as fasting. That's dieting, yes. Because you want to lose weight. So you cut off eating after 4 p.m. You don't eat anything after 4 p.m. until the next day. So that they, and you say you are fasting. No. And from then you are also sleeping all through the night. Hey. What kind of spirituality is that? Hallelujah. But fasting must be part of your life. Can I have an amen? How many are going to fast on your own? How many are going to try, at least try, to have a day of fasting, one day a week? Yes, you can do that. Amen. Then the final one is that the final one is availability for the work. You must be available for the work. Okay? You must be available. for the work. Acts chapter 1 and verse 21 says, "Wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that Jesus went in and out among us." You see, all the time that Jesus went in and out among us, these men were available. You know, they were choosing a disciple to replace Judas. And they were trying to see who to choose. You see, then, amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They were trying to determine who to choose. Okay? And then they were wondering, who are the people who qualify to do this shepherd's work? Then somebody said, no, let's choose from, you know, out of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that Jesus was here and Jesus went in and out among us. The guys who were around when Jesus was around. Do you see? They are the ones from whom we must select the replacement of Judas. Hallelujah. So it means that being available and being around, do you see, is a qualification. What do you think? It's a qualification. There's some people who are never around. Do you see? Yes. But it's important to be around, to attend, to be around, to be in service, and sometimes to linger around, even after church. You get it? Yes. When we're having those shepherds' meetings that Pastor Charles has been leading, it's good to be around. Do you see? It improves your Christianity. It makes you a stronger Christian. Makes you a deeper Christian. Some of us go home too quickly and we go into trouble. Is it true or false? Yes. Sometimes we are in a hurry to just leave the presence of God and leave the house of God. Some of us have friends who are not so positive in their influence on us. Do you see? Yeah. And when you come to the presence of God, you need to be around long enough. Do you see? Yes. So that something can rub on you. If the positive fellowship is a good environment to be in. Can I have an amen? Are you understanding what I'm saying? So you must be available. You have to be available. Amen. You see, it says here, availability is key to learning all you need to know about ministry. The major sacrifice of a shepherd is to make himself available in spite of his business and work schedule and school schedule. Do you see? Yeah, in spite of all that, some people do not make the sacrifice to spend their evenings or Sundays doing extra work for the Lord. You see? But many shepherds work the whole day Sunday and many evenings throughout the week. This is the big sacrifice. Someone who is not prepared to be available cannot do this job. They cannot be a shepherd. Amen. So when you say, I'm going to be a shepherd this year, what you're saying is, this year I'm going to make myself available. And you can make yourself available. Everybody has some free time. Everybody has some free time. Everyone has some time they can afford to use for the work of the Lord if they want to. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And sometimes it may call for sacrificing. So you may have to say no to Netflix, yes to the Lord. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Or no to useless socializing. Isn't it? Yeah. No, sometimes to FaceTime, long FaceTime. You be on FaceTime, say wait, then you go and bath and come back. You take a whole shower and person, you get it, yes. Well, you see, and the person is on FaceTime. Some people even take the person to the shower and they just point the person to the ceiling. This one is not FaceTime, it's ceiling time. Yeah. And then after that, come back and say, let's continue. And they keep talking and keep talking and keep talking. You get it? Instagram. Watching people's crazy videos. You see, yeah. Facebook. Yes. TikTok. Yes. Do you see one video pulling up the next? You get it? Recommending the next and showing you others that are like it. And you just keep going and keep going and keep going. And these days people are not bored anymore. No. Just keep going and keep going. So I try not to go. I mean, when I go to Facebook, it's in, out. Because I know that if I pause and start, I'm also a human being. I've been there. You know, you watch one video and then after that, it comes up. Then it looks like this person has interesting videos. Do you see? Then you start to, you know, and every time you go on Facebook, you're going to see what new videos he has. You get it? And then it will be one after the other and after the other and after the other, you know. And these days they have all these type of, you know, little clips that are supposed to be advising us. You know, like the other day I saw one. It says, spend less time quarreling, more time loving people. You know, because some guy, I think, was fighting with his wife as they were attending a funeral. You know, and when they entered the room, the husband of the lady who was supposed to be dead, you know, was talking, and he was saying something about how they had a quarrel or something, and the wife stormed out of the house, and that's when she had an accident and died. You get it? You see? Yeah. And so the lesson is, spend more time loving and less time. You see, these are not substitutes for the word of God. You see, they are not, and they are the devil's way of keeping you out of the Bible and keeping you content having learned a moral lesson. But a moral lesson is not the same as the word of God. It's not the same. It may be based on the word of God, but the word of God is the word of God. Can I have an amen? Amen. So I want to encourage you. You can make yourself available. Amen. You can make yourself. And when you're on these things, you don't even see how the time passes. Isn't it? I mean, 1 hour just passes like that. Yeah. Because one video after the other, 15 minutes, and you check, and you check. You always check how many minutes left before you. Okay, it's only 3 minutes. I'll watch it. Then you start. But when you finish, it brings up the next. Okay, let me add another two. And by the time you watch 10 videos, you're already 30 minutes, and then you're just going. And then some of the videos also give you ideas. Do you see, they introduce, I mean, you, these days, through social media and the internet, we can roam around the whole world from one place. Do you see what I'm saying? Yes. We're being introduced to evil ideas, things people are doing, so on, right from the same spot. And even idiots have our attention now. Do you see? Yeah. I read someone's tweet the other day. He said social media has given idiots, elevated the ideas of idiots. Yeah. It's like anybody can say anything and just get some attention. Don't be fooled by the modern trend. Amen. Don't be fooled by it. You can make yourself available for the work of God. That is how to be a shepherd. Amen. There are 15 different features of shepherds. I've shared with you 4 of them. Number 1 is what? A personal relationship with God. Isn't it? A shepherd must pray and read the Bible. Number 2. Have an interest in listening to what? Preaching tapes and watching word videos. I mean, if you're going to go on YouTube, then watch preaching. Do you see what I'm saying? Did you enjoy that prayer time this morning? Did you enjoy it? Wouldn't you like to pray that prayer again? I would like to pray that prayer every single day of my life. Yes. And it's as long as any other thing on YouTube. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. So why don't you go back, get that clip, you know, and they're all there. All you have to do is to go to the search type, Faith Digital. Is that what it's called? Faith Digital. Yes. When you go to Faith Digital, they have so many different clips. Some short, 22-minute prayers, 21-minute prayers, 30-minute prayers, one-hour prayers, 5 minutes, exam prayers, is it? Yeah, different kinds of prayers, you know. So make that rather your friend. And it will bring up so many messages and so on that you can listen to. Amen. And it is going to be wonderful. Hallelujah. Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? Yes. And you must be disciplined when it pops up other things. The other day I was watching one of these prayers. Then the next thing that came up was, why Japanese women bath at night? Would you not be interested in such a thing? Would you not be interested in such a thing? Yes. So I found myself going to just, why are Japanese women bathing at night? You know, and then we're talking about the skin pores opening. As I mean, just some idiotic something that is just wasting everybody's time. I'm telling you in advance, it's a waste of time. You don't have to go and look at it. Hallelujah. Just to take me off my prayer track. Do you see what I'm saying? So you need to watch out for those distractions. And God will bless you. Amen. Stand to your feet and let's bring the service to a close. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for today and thank you for the desire you have put in our hearts to be shepherds for you this year. Thank you for the blessedness of being a shepherd. The opportunity to prove our love. Or to show that we love you. By caring for the flock. The people that you died for. I pray in the name of Jesus for every single one of us here who has this desire in their heart genuinely. I pray, Lord, that by the time this year is through, you will make us shepherds indeed. Amen. Give us a following. Give us sheep. Give us sheep. Give us some sheep to follow us in the name of Jesus. Sheep we can care for. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your blessing. I want you to open your mouth and pray, everybody, and just say, Lord, make me a shepherd at heart, please. Make me one of those shepherds this year, please. In the name of Jesus. Pray about these four things. Number one, that you will have a personal relationship with God. Number two, that you will have an interest. Pray for the interest in listening to preaching. Number three, that you have a personal fasting life. And number four, that you be available for the work. Personal fasting life. Number four, that you will be available. God will grant you availability. God will help you to recognize all the time wasters. And to take them out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you again for your blessing. Now, as we close, you may be here or you may be watching us online, but you know in your heart that you are not born again. You are not saved. Jesus is not the Lord of your life. If you die today, you don't know if you go to heaven or not. I want to give you that opportunity, please. Don't let it pass you by. The opportunity to give your life to Jesus. If you're here like that today, just raise up your right hand and I'll pray with you. Is there anybody who wants to give your life to Jesus? Just raise up your right hand. Is there anyone? All right. If you're online, we'd like you to join us as we say this prayer together. Let's share this prayer together. Let's say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I believe with my heart that you are Lord. And I confess with my mouth, God raised you from the dead. I believe there's salvation only in you. So Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Forgive my sins. Let your blood wash me and make me a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing my prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord and congratulate the nearest shepherd and say to the shepherd, I think God is going to grant you these four things. And list those things for them. Karina and Leah, can you bring the communion? Bring it up here. Start from up here. Come and start from here. Hallelujah. Share with them the four things the Lord is going to do for them. Share with them the four things. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Gather around the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song. Shout together to the Lord who has promised our reward. Happiness 100-fold and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the bread and for the wine. Bless them, Lord. Let this be life for our bodies. Let this challenge anything that brings death, anything that puts us on the path of death, Lord. Let the communion challenge it right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you for life. Life in the bread, life in your blood, in the name of Jesus. You said, except we eat this and drink your blood, we have no life in us. We receive life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say with me, the body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
You may eat the bread. also say the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
And drink the wine. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for this new week. And as we go into this week, may your blessing and covering be upon us. I pray, Lord, that you make a special way for everyone to be able to participate in the Hamathan Bible Seminar this week, as they have promised, Lord. Make a way for everyone, Lord. Put the spirit of sacrifice and availability in their hearts. And may we all make that sacrifice, Lord, to be here on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You're blessed. Amen.